Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, to consider adoption of order number R1-2008-0100, amending the permits and orders previously issued to Scotia Pacific Company, Salmon Creek Corporation, and the Pacific Lumber Company to the Humboldt Redwood Company, LLC, and the Town of Scotia Company, LLC. This item has been properly noticed. The sheet explaining procedures for this hearing is available at the handout table. Will all those who expect to give testimony in this matter please stand? Raise your right hand and take the following oath. Do you swear or affirm that you will tell the truth in this matter? At this time, we'll start with Mr. Clamp's presentation.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Robert Clamp. I'm the chief of the Timber Harvest Division here at the Regional Water Board. I'd like to enter the file on these matters into the record. Again, we're here for just a change of ownership on permits and orders that were previously issued to what we collectively refer to as PALCO, which is the Scotia Pacific Company, Salmon Creek Corporation, and the Pacific Lumber Company. There are no changes proposed to the permits other than the name change, so no change in conditions of the permits. For background, PALCO filed for bankruptcy on the 18th of January in 2007. About a year and a half later, on the 8th of July, there was a court order from the bankruptcy court, 8th of July this year, that confirmed a reorganization plan submitted by the Marathon Bank and Mendocino Redwoods Company. They took ownership on the 30th of July this year. That reorganization created two companies, the Humboldt Redwoods Company, who owns the timberlands and the lumber mill in Scotia, and the Town of Scotia Company, who operates the wastewater treatment plant and a steam-generating power plant. So there are then, obviously, with those facilities, a number of permits and orders that require a name change. Among those are four cleanup and abatement orders in Freshwater Creek and Elk River, two waste discharge requirements and monitoring and reporting plans for land disposal sites. There's one NPDES permit with its cleanup or with its cease and desist order for the Town of Scotia. Two waste discharge requirements for timber harvest in Freshwater Creek and Elk River, and the three monitoring plans that go with those orders. Also, I should mention that there are some remediation sites in the Town of Scotia and at the mill that are not under order, but where work to address materials in the ground and in the groundwater has been occurring and continues to move forward. Just as a quick update and not really directly associated with the action today, but I just thought I'd let you know, the executive officer does have the authority under the watershed-wide waste discharge requirements, as well as under our general waste discharge requirements for timber harvest, to process ownership changes. So a number of those have already occurred under the watershed-wide waste discharge requirements and the general waste discharge requirements. Humboldt Redwood Company has applied for, and we have re-enrolled timber harvest plans that were already approved and enrolled under the PALCO ownership. At this point, 42 timber harvest plans under the general WDRs, six timber harvest plans under the so-called Tier 1 watershed-wide waste discharge requirements, and two under the so-called Tier 2 at this point. All but one of those THPs had been previously approved, and many of them already cut. So at this point, I would just like to say that Humboldt Redwoods Company has been extremely cooperative. They've been really Johnny on the spot. As I mentioned, there were remediation sites that are not under order that they have been working on and continue to work on. They picked up the work on the cleanup and abatement orders immediately, even though they're not specifically named in the order. We have made transfers for timber harvest plans, and moving forward with full compliance on all of our orders. This draft order and notice were posted on the web on the 8th of August and then emailed out to a list of interested parties. There was a comment period that ended the 25th of August. We have received no comment to this date. Again, the order makes no changes to the conditions of these permits and orders. And at this point, I would recommend that the board adopt the order. Mike Janai of the Humboldt Redwoods Company is here to make a few statements as well. I'd entertain any questions from the board at this point.
Thank you. Questions? One, Bob, in terms, you mentioned a series of numbers, 42, 6, and 2. Are those additive, or are the 6 and 2 part of the 42?
No, they're each separate, so they're additive. There'd be 50 plans. There are a number of timber harvest plans out there still under general WDRs that need to be switched over, and we're in the process of doing that as well.
And what action today, they'll be included in that? There isn't some future revisiting this to do those switchovers?
Under the general WDRs, we don't need to do that, but any plans that will be subsequently submitted by Humboldt Redwoods Company need to come under the watershed-wide waste discharge requirements. So that can't happen until this name change occurs. So right. once this happens, there will be submission of additional THPs.
And you mentioned that there was, the executive officer had approved you said all but one had been previously approved. Was that one an application from Pacific Lumber, or has Humboldt Redwood started applications at this point?
Okay, that one timber harvest plan was under the landslide model. I forget whether it was in Freshwater or Elk Creek. Had already gone through the THP approval process with CDF, had not yet been requested for enrollment by PALCO, so HRC requested enrollment of that.
Okay, anybody else? I don't have a speaker card. Mike, do you want to speak?
I'm sorry, yes, I would.
All right, please come forward.
Good morning, Chairman and rest board members. Thanks very much. My name is Mike Janai. I used to be the president of Mendocino Redwood Company. I've been reassigned to my new job as president of Humboldt Redwood Company and chief forester. First and foremost, I want to thank the staff for, under very difficult circumstances, largely that were a result of the bankruptcy proceedings, moving quickly to keep us in business. We took over the staff after the last day of PALCO and had to go through a rehiring process. We also had to write new contracts with all the loggers, so we shut down operations. And within 5 days, we came up and were running again with staff. It required name changes, a lot of procedural stuff that we had talked about in advance. We really didn't know the depths of how complex it was going to be. But again, we're so appreciative of having the help from staff to get through this and to begin operations again and get people back out working. A couple of things that from the changeover of the business that I think are substantial and I'd like to share with you and answer any questions that you have. We inherited timber harvest plans in some cases where the trees had already been cut. And in some cases, we inherited plans where units had been cut and other units had not yet been cut. We immediately rolled over to policies of Mendocino Redwood Company. Two of note were the elimination of traditional clear cutting and the protection of old growth trees. Yeah. Okay. So on where we could, we looked at actual units and where they were in the scheme of things. And if we felt as though enough of the unit had been already, and mostly these were clear-cut plans, we cleaned up the unit edges, and then we went back in and remarked other units that hadn't been felled. And I think almost entirely have changed those into selection harvest units. And all of the THPs that have been approved, we intend to do the same thing to. We'll look at them, THP by THP, assess them. What were likely clear-cut units, we'll assess them as to whether or not they should be selected in some form or fashion and go out and remark them. We'll be coming back to your staff with these plans and adding as much as we possibly can of silvicultural changes and some harvest technique changes to better address these issues of sedimentation and work closely with your staff to amend these plans, understanding that Tier 2 plans are difficult and the public has said that they have issues with them. In addition to that, we intend to take members of the public out to each and every one of those plans if they ask, and open the property up to allow people to come in and see what we're doing. Hopefully, over time, we can get an operating plan that everybody embraces and try and move away from some of the difficulties that we've had in the past. That is our intent. We will have to come in with more Tier 2 submissions to keep the business running. Those plans will have significant changes to them from what they were originally approved as. If you have any other questions for me, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay. Board member? All right.
Thank you.
I think you have support for moving away from difficulties.
Mr. Chair, this is
Ms. Olson.
This is Samantha Olson, your counsel. On the second paragraph, and you're therefore hereby ordered that, page 4, addressing the cleanup and abatement orders 90-100, 2004-28, 2006-46, and 2006-55. It should read that those are amended to add HRC as a responsible party. And it's just a subtle difference, but and those the name dischargers are likely to cease to exist, but we want to keep their names on those cleanup and abatement orders for now, just to preserve our options.
Okay, so it's board is clear. It's in the second line of the second paragraph, changing one word, replace, inserting instead add. Is that
you'd want to replace the name dischargers with the word add?
I think the lawyer on our side has some consternation. I'm not sure.
Okay,
I'm on your side too.
Are you just? Are we? I'm out of the
physical,
bull rushes.
Physically,
I got
we're
loose
sitting
now,
up
man.
There.
Are you proposing to delete the word "replace" and then go to add the name dischargers? Is that?
No, I'm proposing that somebody make a motion to delete, replace the name dischargers.
Okay.
Four words.
Oh, okay.
With one word, add.
All right. And it's now clear.
Thank you.
That clarifies.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
So second.
Motion to approve the amended resolution. So. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you very much.
Keep moving.
Just like to add for Mr. Genide,
appreciate your efforts to work with the residents in both of the Elk River and Freshwater watersheds, and I know you've come in understanding how they have felt for a lot of these, and your willingness to work with them is very applaudable.
I've met with them twice at Christie's house. I'm hoping my next meetings will be actually taking them out to the field.
Oh, great. Good.
Wonderful.
Good.
Okay. On to item 5. This is an update. I don't